Simin Peitesif Aleph. Achol Basar, Afilo Shalchayev Oif. If a person ate meat, even only from a Chaya or an Oif, which are only Basar Bechalov Midrabanan, Lo Yoichol Gvina Acharov, one should not eat milk eggs afterwards, Ad Shishoah Sheishois, until he waits 6 hours. Vafilo Im Shah Kishir, and even if he waited this amount of time, Im Yesh Basar Bein Ashinayim, if he still has meat between his teeth, Tzarech Lasiroi, he still needs to remove it. Valoyis Latinoik, and one who pre-choose food for a child, for a baby, he too has to wait 6 hours. Now, the Mechaber over here is paskening, really like, he's bringing two shitas of the Rishayim, and he's paskening the Chumra like both. There's the shita of Rashi, that the reason why we wait 6 hours is because basar is moishech tam, because meat, the taste of meat lingers in one's mouth a long time, and therefore if one were to eat milchigs while they still have the tam of basar in their mouth, it would be as though they were eating milchigs and fleishigs together. And therefore, till 6 hours, we say the tam is still there in one's mouth, and therefore one has to wait. That's the reason for Rashi. The Rambam, though, holds that the reason is because of basar ben ashinayim, that until 6 hours, they were geyser that the meat that's in one's teeth, that's between one's teeth, is considered like meat. After 6 hours, though, it's considered digested and it's not there at all. Now, like the Rambam, because, like I said, through a geyser that there's meat there, even if one were to floss their teeth and to remove all the meat, it would not help. We view it as though there's still meat between one's teeth until 6 hours, and therefore, one has to wait until that meat is, that, whether it's there or not, but until that meat is considered halachically digested, which takes 6 hours. Like Rashi, though, that the reason is because of Moshech Tam, one could actually remove the meat and floss and get rid of the meat, that would not be an issue. The only issue is, the issue is that it's Moshech Tam, that the taste lingers for a long time. So over here, the Mechaber is bringing both of these opinions, because he says, even if you waited the amount of time, even after 6 hours, you still have to remove any meat that's between your teeth. So that is not like the Rambam, because like the Rambam, after 6 hours, the basar ben ashinayim is digested, it's gone. That's because he's choshish v'shitas Rashi, that the basar ben ashinayim is not gone after 6 hours. That there's still halachically basar there. So what's the difference between before 6 hours and after 6 hours? The difference is whether it's moshech tam or not. But then at the end, the Mechaber says, "Valoyis latinak tzarech lahamtin." If one chooses meat for a tinak, they also have to wait 6 hours. So that is because of the Rambam shita of basar ben ashinayim. Because if it would be because of Rashi, it would help to floss one's teeth, since one did not swallow it. There's no moshech tam in that case, so it would have helped to floss, and then they would not need to wait. But like the Rambam, because they were geyser on basar ben ashinayim, you still would have to wait the 6 hours. So the Mechaber, in effect, over here is paskening both lechumra, both like Rashi and like the Rambam. Now it should come out, let's say a person were to put soup in one's mouth, fleishig soup, and then they were to spit it out. So then, let's say on Erev Shabbos, they want to see if the soup has enough spices in it or whatever, so they put the fleishig soup in their mouth and they spit it out. They don't swallow it. So there's no moshech tam in that case. And there's no basar ben ashinayim either. They didn't chew it. So l'chayrit should come out. In such a case, there will be no chiyav hamtana. However, the Piskei Tshuva brings from the Prima Gadim that Yisrael kedoshim heim, and even if they do such a small amount as they just put in a tavshosh shel basar into their mouth, even if they don't chew it, even if they spit it out, that would be enough already to have a chiyav hamtana, and the minig is to wait in such a case as well, to wait 6 hours. So even though l'chayrit none of the reasons apply, but it's a loy plug. If a person puts fleishigs into their mouth, the minig is to wait 6 hours. The Rama continues over here. V'motza achakach basar shemein hashinayim umasiroi tzarech ladiach piv koidim sheichel gvina. After one waits the 6 hours, if they still find that there's basar between the shinayim, so they remove it, and then they need to do kinuach v'hadacha. The shach sticks in here, even though the Rama just says ladiach piv, it really means kinuach v'hadacha, which means to take a drink of water and to eat a and to wipe around your mouth by eating a piece of bread, a piece of cracker or something. Koidim she'echa gvina, before one eats the cheese. Even though there's no longer a chiyuv hamtana, but it's like when you go from milchigs to fleishigs, there's a chiyuv of kinuach v'adacha here too. Since there's fleishigs that was just in one's mouth, even though in this case the person already waited the 6 hours, so there's no longer any chiyuv hamtana, still when you remove the fleishigs from your mouth, if one catches a piece of, notices that many hours after they ate, there's still a piece of meat stuck between their teeth, and they remove it. So if they want to eat cheese right away, they would still need to do kinuach v'hadacha. The Rambam continues, v'yesh oimrim, te'in tzrichin lahamtim shei shoyz, rak v'yadim silek u'birech b'rechaz amazin mutar al yidei kinuach v'hadacha. This is the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that there's no chiyuv to wait 6 hours, but rather, if a person eats fleishigs, they want to eat milchigs, all they need to do is they need to bench, end their suda, bench, and then they do kinuach v'hadacha, they rinse out their mouth and they wipe it around, again, by taking a drink and eating a piece of bread, and that's enough to now permit eating milchigs. V'aminig ha'pasha b'medinas elu is lahamtin achar achilas habasar sha'achas. However, the standard minig in where the Ramah lived was that they would not go immediately from fleishigs into milchigs, but rather they would wait 1 hour. V'aichlam achar kach gvina, and then they would eat the milchigs. But in this case too, one still needs to make sure that they bench. Because they only if one benches, then is it considered like a separate meal, and then it would be permissible according to those who are mekel. But if one doesn't bench, it doesn't help that one waits an hour, and the Paiskus speak out, it doesn't help even if you wait 6 hours. It doesn't matter if you waited all day. If you didn't bench, you never ended your meal, you cannot eat milchigs. But it does not matter if one waited the 1 hour before they benched, they wait the hour and then they bench, or if they bench and then they wait the 1 hour. Now, this is what they're arguing about over here, is these different minhagim of waiting 1 hour, or just benching, or waiting 6 hours, is that the Gemara says that they would wait, that misuda lasuda, that they if they ate a fleishig meal, they wouldn't have milchigs until the next meal. So is this referring to the standard meals that a person eats in one day, so which would be 6 hours apart? One would eat at noon, and then one would eat again in the evening, which would be 6 hours later. So that's how the Mechaber is paskins, like the Shitas HaRambam. They have to wait 6 hours because when the Gemara says misuda lasuda, it means from lunch till supper, which is a 6 hour break. Or does it just mean misuda lasuda? It means you can't eat the milchigs and fleishigs in the same suda. But if a person wants to bench, end their suda, eat another meal right afterwards, so then there's no limitation on that, and that one could do. That's this machlaikis, so that's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. And the minig of the Ramah brings was that they would wait 1 hour. Now the question is, there's a machlaikis here on this point, the Shach and the Taz, as to what is this 1 hour break, what does it accomplish? According to the Shach, if you wait this 1 hour, you no longer need to do kinuach v'hadacha. The amount of cleansing that the mouth does during that hour, just the natural salivation and, you know, wiping, you know, just the moisture in one's mouth of an hour's worth of break is the equivalent of a kinuach v'hadacha, and therefore the Shach explains that sort of took the place of kinuach v'hadacha. Instead of doing that, they waited an hour. And that's sort of the source of this minig of waiting an hour. The Taz, though, learns that no, it's not coming to be mekel. If you wait an hour, you still need to do kinuach v'hadacha, and rather you need to bench, you need to end the meal, plus you need to do kinuach v'hadacha. There's no kulis here. Now, although the standard minig is not to wait 1 hour, the minig is to wait 6 hours, nevertheless, the Paiskim, for instance, the Aruch HaShochet speaks out that for a chayla who needs to drink milk, so that you could be mekel to bench and to wait 1 hour. For children, young children also, it's brought, they, you know, if very young children, so you know, there's other reasons to be mekel. But, you know, we're talking about children under bar mitzvah. If they, they're weak, they need to eat some sort of a protein, you know, nutritional, you know, something for their health reasons. So even if it's milchig, if they bench and they wait 1 hour, for refuah purposes, that's sufficient. The Rama continues, the matzah basar bein shinov, achar shah, tzarech lenakar ulasirai. Even if a person finds meat between his teeth after he waited that hour, he still needs to floss and to remove it. There are those who say that one should not bench if their intention is to just continue eating and to eat gvina, because that's not really ending their suda. They're really intending on continuing their suda, and the whole idea was misuda lasuda, was that if you're ending your suda, now you want to start another suda, that's okay. But if you really just want to continue the same suda, you're just benching in order to make a hafsaka, so that's not proper. Aval ein nizarim b'zeh. But the Ramakatin is over, the minig is that we are not careful about this. Now the Taz takes issue, and he says that one really should be careful about this, one should not do this. However, the Pesachi Tshuva brings that there are those who are matzik the minig, for those who waited 1 hour, that they would, in fact, they would just bench and then continue into another meal. This has a nafkimina legabe, whether you can go from milchigs to fleishigs also. Do you need to bench and to start the next meal? Or can you just go straight from milchigs? So there's a discussion. The Prima Gadim says that even those who want to be machmer, certainly if you want to bench first and then go to fleishigs, like the people do on Shavuos, they eat two sudas, they'll have one lechem with, because of the zechut to the shtei lechem, they'd have one lechem with milchigs, then they'll bench, and then they'll have another lechem with fleishigs. So the Prima Gadim says that that's fine. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shavuos says that there isn't even a need to bench. You could wash and have the moitzi, have the milchigs, and then just do kinuach vadacha, and then go on straight into fleishigs. That's what we machmer, like the Prima Gadim. So then they would bench, and that would be the way they make the zecher for the shtei lechem. The Ramah continues. There are those who are medactic, those who are careful to wait 6 hours after they eat fleishigs before they eat milchigs, and the Ramah concludes, and that's the proper thing to do. And everyone brings from the Marshal that anyone who has a reich of Torah should be careful about this, even when it comes to waiting 6 hours after chicken or other meat or deer meat, which is only midrabanan. Even in such cases, still the minig is that those who are careful about their observance of mitzvahs should wait 6 hours, even for that as well.